Welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro. Each week, we bring extremely valuable accounting and tax tips specific to small business owners. You will be on your way to growing your business and putting more money in your pockets. Here's your host.
Hello and welcome back to another episode. I am your host, Mike Jezoshek. And today's topic is, what initial things should I consider when starting a new business? Now, this is going to be our first episode in a brand new series that we're starting called Starting a Business. So really what this episode or what this series stemmed from was a conversation that I had a little bit ago with a brand new business owner, and they were completely lost with no idea where to start. And so that really got me thinking. Should we do a series on this specific topic? And so I ran it past everyone in our free Facebook group, which, by the way, if you're not part of that, join now. Go to Facebook, search Small Business Tax Secrets, answer a few questions, and join our free Facebook group. But I threw a question out in our Facebook group if this was something that would interest everybody, and with overwhelming support, everyone wanted it. So here we are. This is going to be, again, a series called Starting a Business, and we're going to go through all these different things that if you're a brand new business owner, things you want to think about. And this series is going to go on for a while. So today what we want to do is set the groundwork and discuss some of the initial things that you should be considering when starting a business or thinking about starting a new business. So the first thing I want to talk about or go through is understanding what stage you are at in the business. So before we get too deep, you're going to want to understand where you're at, where you are at in this whole business process or starting a business process. Is this just a dream, or are we actually starting to research and plan the opening of a fully functioning business? So I'm going to give two examples that of situations that you're in much different stages. Example one is, I want to create some sort of new golf tool and become some multimillionaire. Everybody experiences this at some point in their life, where they're just like, man, it would be great to be a multimillionaire off of this really fun thing that I like to do. That is one example of a stage you might be in your business. The second example is, I just got out of law school 4 years ago, have been working for a local attorney for the past 3 years, and I want to start the process of opening my own personal injury firm. So if you are in example one, you obviously have a lot of work to do before you actually start to create a small business. You just have kind of a very vague idea with no plan on how to get there yet. So again, example one was, I want to create some sort of new golf tool and become a multimillionaire. You don't know what the tool is. You don't know what the tool is going to do. So you have a lot of legwork to do to start thinking about what is that tool is going to be. Start doing some research about that tool that you're going to make. Now, if you're in example two and you are starting the research and getting ready to go, along this entire process, you're going to want to make sure that you are tracking all costs related to your research and creation of your business. And so a couple weeks ago, we did a blog post and podcast episode on startup costs, where we focused on this specific topic. So if you haven't checked out that, check it out now, because these are some things you want to consider as you're in this beginning stage. You're going to want to make sure you're tracking everything so that you can get expenses for it. Even that research that you're doing about this new business that you're starting, track everything from the beginning. Whether you're in example one or example two, you want to track that. So check out our startup cost episode that we did a while back. So again, understand which stage you are at in the business, because that's going to tell you where you need to be. If you're just in that new golf tool situation, well, you want to start finding out what that tool is going to be and things like that. You're not worrying about, do I start an LLC or not? Do I do this for tax purposes or not? You want to first get the idea down. Then you can start worrying about those other things. Whereas if you're in example two, you already know what you want to do. You're already beginning that process of starting the firm, and you can get rolling right away on that. So understand what stage you are at in your business. Once you've got that figured out, you might want to say, how should I organize my business? And this is often one of the first questions people ask, or at least should be asking, and it is something we ideally set up correctly from the beginning. When we talk about organizing your business, we want to make sure that you're set up from the beginning, because it's going to impact every step down the road. You might be starting a business today not knowing where it's going to go, and that what you decide today as far as an organization structure will impact everything along the line for that business. So some options out there are sole proprietorships, a partnership, a limited liability company or an LLC, an S corporation, a C corporation, or some combination or variance of the above. And we're actually going to be bringing an attorney on in a future episode to talk specifically about this topic. So we wanted to break this out and say, this is a big area to talk about, and this is important stuff. So we want to break this out and talk about it specifically. And what better way to bring an attorney on to talk about this that we can combine the legal standpoint along with the tax standpoint? The next thing we want to do is, what do I need to know about tax from a very basic level? So many individuals that have not owned a business before have no idea what they pay taxes on. They have always had taxes withdrawn from their paychecks, and this is entirely new to them. They're so confused about tax from a very basic level. And this is also a huge problem we see with brand new business owners. They come to us and made money in business, but they didn't save anything on taxes because they didn't know what to save, how much to save, or anything like that. And now we go to file their tax return and an amount is owed that they do not have, because they weren't planning for this. They weren't saving for this. They didn't know, because they've never had to save taxes because it was always taken out of their paychecks. They didn't know they had to put money away. And then this starts to spiral into future years. So they get on a payment plan with the IRS and they're paying it off. And then guess what? Next year comes and they were paying all past taxes. So now they have a new tax bill, and it can spiral down into future years. So this is why we want to make sure you understand tax from a very basic level at the beginning, so that when you get to this situation, we can kind of dive deeper into it. So let's break this down. Very simple to start so that you can be better prepared. On a very top level, we have revenue or sales or income, however you want to look at it, revenue or sales. And this is money that is incoming to your business from customers or clients. If you sell a service and get paid, that would be revenue. That would be sales. If you have a gadget that you're selling and get paid for it from a customer, that would be revenue or sales. Now, if you contribute money into the business for startup capital, that would not be considered income. That is simply an owner's contribution. If you get a loan from the SBA or a loan from a friend or something like that as initial money for the business, that would not be considered income. That is simply a loan payable, a loan that you have to pay back. So revenue, sales, or income is money that is incoming into your business from customers or clients based on a service you sold or a product you sold. Next, we have expenses. These are business-related expenses that help offset your income. So we also did a podcast on this not too long ago on what you can deduct, and we also have an ebook, The Ultimate List of Business Deductions. I definitely recommend you check that out. Both of those, the podcast episode on maximizing deductions, as well as our Ultimate List of Business Deductions, for ideas on things that you can expense in your business. To download our ebook, simply go to taxsavingspodcast.com/deductions. Again, it's taxsavingspodcast.com/deductions, and that's going to be where you can download our ultimate list of business deductions. So again, we have revenue or sales, and then we have expenses. These are business-related expenses that offset your income. Finally, we have a profit, and this is simply sales or revenue minus expenses. And this is what you eventually get taxed on. You take all of that incoming money from clients and customers, you subtract and offset that with any business-related spending and expenses, and then the remaining part that's left over is your profit. And this is what you will ultimately be taxed on. So once we understand that, revenue minus expenses is profit, the next question that is constantly asked is, how much should I put away for taxes? Now, there is no general answer to this question. Everyone's situation is different, and there is no blanket statement that I can make that is always 100% accurate. So typically, I don't even like talking about this topic. I don't like putting a number out there. But with that being said, everyone still wants a number. So what I normally tell people is a rough number is to put away 30% of your profit for taxes. Now again, this is very general and I don't even like doing this, but I know people have this question and they're gonna ask this question, and I would much rather someone put something away than just not have a number and put nothing away. So for those of you that are wondering how much should I put away for taxes, a very, very rough number is put 30% of your profit aside for taxes. You might owe less than that, you might owe more than that, but you are at least in a rough range. You're in a rough idea of range. You have money set aside that's not being spent somewhere else. Now, the perfect thing to do would to have your accountant run some estimates for you so you know exactly what that number would be. But for those just starting out, that might not be feasible yet. So this, again, is just a very rough guideline. Now, what other things should I be paying attention to from the start? So we know some of the basic about taxes. What we want to do is finish off this initial episode off with some other hot items that you should be focusing on right here in the beginning. The first thing, and you'll hear me preach this if you've been listening for a while, you hear me talk about this a lot, have a separate bank account. Have a separate bank account and potentially credit card, if it makes sense, specifically for your business. This is important even for you sole proprietors. If you don't have an LLC, you don't have an organization structure set up, if you have a business, have a separate bank account even for sole proprietors. Regardless of your business setup, this is vital. If you're unable to get a credit card under your business name, make sure that you dedicate one personal card strictly for business use only and use the payments to it as a reimbursement. You want to make sure you're tracking everything prior to opening that account so that you have a full record of what you need to include in your records for both income and expenses that may be on your personal account. So I understand you might be listening to this. You might have started your business. You might have some things going on in your personal account. Now you're like, oh, shoot, now what happens? Open a separate bank account today and make sure you keep great records and download all the activity of income and expenses that you had on your personal account prior to that separate business bank account being opened. Second, no commingling. No personal expenses on the business bank account or credit card. In the rare occasion that you accidentally put a personal expense on the business account, record it as an owner's draw or reimburse the business for it. If you accidentally have a business expense on your personal account, create a spreadsheet of them so that you have record for it when you're doing your year-end tax filings or do a reimbursement from the business to pay off that personal item. Item number three, keep your receipts. Store them in a file in your office or take a picture of them and save them in the cloud. This is going to be vitally important in the event of an audit. On each receipt, write on it the who, what, where, when, why, and how much. Put the details on there that help back that up for business purposes. So keep your receipts, keep them on file somewhere. Again, this is going to be vitally important in case you face an audit. Not only does this help back up the business purpose, but it also reminds you in case you forgot down the road. Oftentimes audits come down the road and you might be like, what was this expense for 3 years ago? Having that written down on the receipt will help you remember that. The next item is ditch the cash. Cash is hard to track and prove. So in the rare event that you have to use cash, it's your only payment option available, be sure to try to get a receipt so you can properly document the business purpose of that cash use. Finally, start your bookkeeping from the very beginning. Now we're going to do an entire episode on the bookkeeping piece, but in the meantime, if you need some reading or listening material, we did a very deep dive into bookkeeping last year on both our podcast and blog. So I'm going to put a note in our show notes guiding you to that. On there, we talked about what is bookkeeping, how do you do bookkeeping. Bookkeeping is going to look different for every single person, especially in the beginning. You might not need a full-fledged bookkeeping software to track your 1, 2, 3 expenses that come through on a monthly basis, but you want to be doing bookkeeping of some sort, whatever that looks like. The bookkeeping is the general idea of tracking all the activity, the transactions, those income, those expenses to create your profit, any kind of loans that you have, any kind of assets that you purchased. That's what's going to be bookkeeping, and this is going to be the core of your business. So be sure to start your bookkeeping from the very beginning. The last thing you want to do your first year in business during tax season is going back through months and months of activity, trying to understand what your business activity was. Finally, I highly recommend that you sign up for our tax minimization program with our stress-free bookkeeping training. It's not only are you going to get a bunch of in-depth training, tax templates, bookkeeping training, group coaching, but you also have unlimited access to our team for general tax and accounting questions. Now, how sweet would it be to have an accounting professional by your side for those questions that pop up in this crazy journey of being a business owner? That's exactly what our tax minimization program is. We do training, we have templates, we teach you how to do your own bookkeeping, we teach you about tax savings, we do group coaching, we have private Facebook groups, and you also have unlimited access to our team for those general tax and accounting questions. We're your partner on that team. We're that person that you can lean on when those pop up. Again, being a business owner is a wild journey. It's a wild ride, but it's fun. It's difficult, but it's rewarding. And we want to be that partner on your side, so I definitely recommend you check out our tax minimization program. You can find that at taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. taxsavingspodcast.com/tax. I'll also have a link in the show notes. So that's all we have for this initial part of the series. If you have questions, if you're a new business owner, you're running into questions, please email them over to us. We're going to be creating these episodes based on questions that you, the listener, has. And then we're also going to do a Q&A session at the way end to answer kind of any lingering questions that didn't really equate to their own episode. We're going to be touching on those miscellaneous questions at the end of the series via a Q&A. So if you have questions, send them over. Email them to us, submit them on our website, submit them in the Facebook group. We're going to be writing them down and making sure that we're touching on every point. Our goal with this series is that so anybody that wants to start a new business can be fully prepared from the beginning. Again, just a few pointers. First, you want to understand what stage you are at in the business. Then we're going to talk about how should you organize your business. We're going to have a full episode on this, multiple episodes where we're bringing in an attorney to talk about this as well. You want to understand tax at a basic level at the very beginning. And that's also going to tell you then how much should you put away for taxes, a very rough number to use, and other things that you should be paying attention to. Separate bank account, no commingling, keeping your receipts, ditching the cash, starting your bookkeeping from the very beginning, and those types of items. I want to thank you for listening to this episode. I'm extremely excited to go on this journey of our starting a new business series that we're doing. And again, please contact with questions. Now, one last thing before I go. We are running an awesome promotion. As part of that promotion, one lucky winner is going to receive our Stay Humble, Hustle Hard t-shirt and sticker set, as well as a one-year subscription to our tax minimization program. Super easy to enter. Just submit a review with a comment on Apple Podcasts and share our podcast on social media. Take a screenshot proof of both of those and email that to us. Subject line is going to be promo entry, and you're going to email that to ask@taxsavingspodcast.com. The random winner will be chosen on August 16th. And if you want more information on this, go to taxsavingspodcast.com/promo. taxsavingspodcast.com/promo. Again, thank you for listening to another episode. I cannot wait to go down this series that we're working on with you. And I will see you guys next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you listen to us on and share with other business owners. If you have any questions or future topics you want to hear, email them to tax@jetrotax.com. Thanks for listening and have a great day.